Well, today's a special day, of course. We are at the Falls Village Inn. It is the annual, and I mean incredible, Falls Village Car Show. Started out about 10 years ago with about 150 to 200 or 300 cars. This year, they are expecting close to 800 to 900 cars on every street throughout the town. Only way you can get to Falls Village basically is going down BBO Road, and even then you're not going to get into the town. So there's plenty of parking at the high school. There's also shuttle buses for people who cannot actually work, walk. They're not shuttle buses, they're golf carts and stuff. But it's a big day today, but it's still a day where we bring in Willie Hallahan. Willie, nice to speak to you today.
Likewise, Marshall. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, Willie, of course, sportingacause.com. And Willie, I mean, it's crazy around here today, but you've got a bunch of other stuff that's going on in our area.
There is a lot. This is a busy weekend, an upcoming weekend. The summer's in full swing, and there's quite a variety, not only a lot of events, but I love the variety when we have a whole mix of different events that might interest a wide range of people. The Saturday, the Drive for the Cure, the 9th annual golf tournament over at Under Mountain Golf Course in Copaic. It's the second tournament in a long list of fundraisers that Under Mountain hosts. It's called Drive for the Cure because it used to be a cancer awareness event, and it's morphed into a tournament where each year they give the proceeds to a local family in need, which is they do great things. And also the Litchfield Hills Triathlon and Duathlon at Brody Park. It's an interesting event because it's a typical three-event triathlon, but people can do two-thirds of it, which makes it the Duathlon. And Brody Park gets the proceeds from that event. Now, Monday is the Unico, UNICO golf tournament. A lot of people aren't aware of that organization. It's the largest Italian-American fraternal organization in the world, and it has a Torrington branch, and they put on an annual golf tournament, which is their biggest fundraiser. And this one's a handicap format. Most golf tournaments are scrambles where all four members of the team combine their best shots to make the score, but this is a handicap where you play your own ball. There's no hiding in this one. Unico supports a variety of community projects and charities in the Torrington area. Charlotte Hungerford, Thomason Savings Bank, The Quiet Zone, and ONG Industries are the major sponsors of this event. I like to feature them, the sponsors, whenever I can. And then on the next weekend, Friday and Saturday, the 19th and 20th, is the IMSA Northeast Grand Prix over at Lime Rock Park. This is one of their major events, major fundraisers. IMSA stands for International Motorsports Association. And this is interesting 2 days of racing because there are multiple classes of cars, and oftentimes they're running at the same time. It's, for the car aficionado, this is a must-see. And anybody who goes, they'll be seeing Porsches and Ferraris and Lamborghinis, but also Mustangs and Camaros and BMWs. It's a great day, 2 days of racing. And 16-year-olds and under get in free, as well as both active and veteran military get in free. And that holds true throughout the Lime Rock season. Any other events, those people get in for free. And Michael J. Fox Foundation is this year's beneficiary of Lime Rock Park's donations. Also next Saturday, over at Hopkins Vineyard on Lake Wurrumog, is the Hopkins Vineyard Triathlon. That's in New Preston. It falls under the category of a sprint triathlon because it's not the full-blown one like the Ironman. It's a half-mile swim, a 10-mile bike, and a 3.1-mile run, a 5K. And daunting enough for people like us, Marshall, but it's a short triathlon by triathlon standards. And there are several beneficiaries from that, including the Washington, Connecticut Volunteer Ambulance. Also next Saturday, over in Poughkeepsie, is the Dutchess Dragon Boat Race. And is over on the Hudson River in Poughkeepsie. And I'm surprised that there isn't more press about that, or maybe it's just because of the state line, but this is quite an event. The Dragon Boat Race uses 40-foot-long canoes. These are massive, massive canoes that take 18 people, like 16 paddlers and someone to guide and someone to watch out. And I think they have like 22, 24 boats, and it's all part of a festival that takes place on the banks of the Hudson. And they have different heats. It's an all-day event. And of course, it requires early registration, so that's all full now because that happens earlier, months early. But it's certainly something to go and watch. It's free to go and watch, but there's food and music and everything else going on. And I would love to get over there sometime, but it's part of a busy weekend for me too. So if you are of a mind and you're in that area or live there, go check out the Dutchess Dragon Boat Race, and that benefits the Habitat for Humanity of Dutchess County. Also next Saturday is a new event, a cornhole tournament over in Winsted. It's co-sponsored by Rowley's Grill and Tap and Two Roads Brewing Company. It's held at Rowley's Grill. And that benefits local charities. We're starting to see more cornhole tournaments. It's one of a couple going on, and there's a reason for that that I'll get to in a minute. Next Sunday, the day after the cornhole tournament, on the 21st, is the Rolf Jensen Community Library Benefit Golf Tournament over at Under Mountain. That's the third fundraising tournament there, and that benefits, of course, the library. And also next Sunday is the 9th annual Marco Racing to Save Lives, both 5 and 10K race over at Timer Park in Unionvale. This honors Andrea Marco, who passed away from cancer at an early age, and that race benefits the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. And also next Sunday is the second cornhole tournament. This is part of Canaan Railroad Days. Canaan Railroad Days actually begins on the 17th, on Sunday, the Great Falls Brewing Company sponsors a cornhole tournament. Mike Hogan is the organizer. It's a double elimination tournament, 25 teams, two-person teams, $25 per team to get in, and this benefits the Falls Village Daycare Center. And cornhole tournaments, well, cornhole is becoming more and more popular anyway, but as a fundraiser, it's great for a couple of reasons. One, it's a relatively easy event to organize. It doesn't take a ton of volunteers. I mean, I cover events that require 150 volunteers to pull off. This takes relatively few to run it. It takes relatively little money to organize it. It doesn't take a whole lot of space to hold it. And the second thing is that there are very few barriers to entry. Almost anybody can play cornhole. You don't have to be good at it, but just about anybody can play it. Even someone who, for example, is wheelchair-bound can play cornhole. So those are two very compelling reasons why it makes a nice and easy fundraiser, and they're always lots of fun. And that pretty much wraps up the week. The Canaan Railroad Days extends into the next week, and there are a couple things that I'll talk about next week. One of the things is the opportunity for people to learn the 5-minute CPR, CPR Lite, I like to call it. That's done as part of the Canaan Railroad Days celebration. I'll talk more about that next week. It'll be my blog topic. It's something I can't let go, because something everybody should do, because you never know when you can save somebody else's life.
All right. And, you know, cornhole basically is almost like replacing horseshoes.
It is. I think it has. Yeah. You know, you used to see a lot of horseshoe tournaments, and there are fewer for sure. And maybe it's because it's just easier.
It's probably that, but I'm, you know, it has exploded. It started out in the Midwest, and it was around here really, basically at VFWs and everything. But now, cornhole tournaments are done by every different organization, and you hear less and less of the good old horseshoe, leaning a horseshoe up against that stake. You know,
yeah, yeah. And let's face it, you have to create a horseshoe pit. It has very exacting specifications. Yep. You have to manufacture this thing. Cornhole, you just bring out those those two boxes, you know, and that's it. You're ready to roll.
Boxes and bean bags.
Boxes and bean bags, yeah.
All right, Willie. Hey, we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, Marshall. Thank you as always. Take care.
That is Willie Hallahan, sportingacause.com on the web.